Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud, Carl, go over promotion, relegation, and top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
Oh, it was great. I had the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I jerked off to my favorite porn star.
Yeah, well, I mean, Christmas treat, right?
Yeah, you know, that's how you gotta do it. How about you?
Yeah, my Christmas was good. Mom came to town, so we hung out and watched football all day. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, must be nice having a mom.
It is. Real nice.
Enjoy that.
You should try it sometime.
Enjoy that mom action.
All right, Carl, we had a ton of action to get through, so let's get started. We go Saturday to the Deepdale, where Preston North End hosted Norwich City. Carl, no action until the 85th minute when Preston North End can't clear the ball out, and Norwich's Javon McCama gets the ball at the top of the key and posts up on Preston North End's D, takes the ball to his left, and slams one past the keeper, 1-0. In the 90-plus-6, Preston North End's desperately pressing the Norwich defense, and headed volley finds Will King, who heads it in himself. This game ends in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, so I noticed there was an entire stand empty.
Yeah.
Preston. Kind of weird. Like, I mean, you expect, like, at least some people in there.
Yeah, and they're over expectations for at the beginning of the season of where they should be, so.
Yeah, and there was just nobody there. It was crazy.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Yeah, nice buildup, though, for the Preston goal. That was mm-hmm. a good tic-tac-toe kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, you got anything?
No, not much. The first half was pretty boring. It only got lively after Norwich scored, and then Preston really started trying to put the Jets on to even it up, and they got one late.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify for maybe any confusion from before. My mom's dead.
So I think everybody got it. She didn't go out for a pack of smokes and never came back.
She went out for a pack of smokes and she did never come back, but it's not because of the cigarettes. Just because, you know, she died. But anywho.
All right, yeah. Carl. Next game. Let's go to Ewood Park, where Blackburn Rovers took on Millwall. Carl, you and I both put $50 on Millwall draw no bet in this one. In the third minute, the blue and whites start right away, pressing the Millwall D. Matthew Litherland has his shot saved by the goalkeeper, but Andre Johansson is there to put in the rebound. Blackburn up 1-0. In the 45th minute, miscommunication between Millwall defenseman Danny McNamara and keeper Max Crocombe sees McNamara head the ball back to Crocombe, but the keeper had moved up in the box to grab the same ball, and with the ball headed towards an empty net, Blackburn's Yuki Ohashi just has to tap the ball in. This game ends 2-0, Carl.
Yeah, I think I place the blame more on the Millwall keeper than the defender. I don't know about you. Go ahead and feed your cat and then come back.
I'm not getting my cat. I'm changing my chair. No, the announcer said that the keeper didn't like voice it loud enough that he was going to
Yeah.
grab that the loose ball. So yeah, if that's the case, then yeah, it's probably on the keeper.
Yeah.
But still, like a blind header back towards the goal. I mean, you should know where your keeper is at if you're going to do that. It's sloppy defense for sure from Millwall.
Yeah. I would blame the keeper more so than the defender, but
Sure.
it's pretty close. I mean, both of them kind of fucked up.
Yeah. It was ugly. And I mean, Ohashi didn't have to do anything. He did tap it in to get credit for the goal, but that thing was going in no matter what.
Yeah. So looking at the stats, Millwall had 54% possession. Actually, Blackburn had one more shot than Millwall did, and two more shots on target. So Millwall is, they should be feeling happy that they came out with this win.
Blackburn, you mean? Millwall lost.
I mean, yes. right. Very good.
Right, Carl. Let's go to St. Mary's Stadium or
No,
something.
hold
What?
on.
What?
Now, Millwall may have won, but are you gonna win tonight? Because we're about to play Name That TV Channel. All right, I'm your host, the ghost of Alex Trebek, everyone's favorite dead Canadian. I'm here with tonight's contestant, Phil. Phil, I've heard you've done some work inseminating cows down on the farms. How's
Yep.
it going? How's that going for you?
Oh, it's good. I just get on my step stool, grab them by the hips, and just start going to action. Haven't had any successful calves yet, but I'm still trying.
I'm glad you're plugging away. Well, tonight there's a lot at stake. Phil, you have your chance to win 2 million Lebanese pounds, which is the equivalent of 22 US dollars.
Lebanese
I looked up the cheapest currency in the world.
millionaires everywhere.
Yeah. They're all millionaires, yeah. So anyway, tonight's team for Name That TV Channel is Blackburn Rovers. Phil, name that TV channel.
Okay. This one's going to be. Rovers.net.
Oh, you're so close.
Rovers TV.
It's Rovers TV.
Oh, God damn it.
Ah, man. You just made my nuts curl up inside my own fucking stomach. Well, Phil, you gave it a nice shot, but you didn't get it right today. But we'll see you next time on Name That TV Channel.
Awesome. Thanks for playing, Alex. Next game, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton took on Coventry. Carl, you put $50 on the draw plus 285. I had $50 Coventry draw no bet plus 105 in the 44th minute. Coventry are pressing and a nice cross goes to Ephraim Mason-Clark who puts a great header on the ball. Coventry up 1-0. In the 47th minute, Coventry's Jay Da Silva makes a nasty tackle on Southampton's Wellington and Da Silva is shown a red card. A man down would prove to hurt Coventry in this one in the 56th minute. Southampton really putting the pressure on the Coventry D and a cross in front finds Nathan Wood for the header. Southampton square this and it ends in a 1-1 draw.
My only notes are Rodoni, Jack Rodoni had a giveaway that was saved. And then the Coventry goalkeeper had some good saves.
Yeah, he had to.
So kind of surprising that Southampton put the pressure on the Coventry. But Coventry hasn't looked that weak at all this season. So it's
No.
surprising that they've
No, they were a man down, but yeah, I mean, they've kind of come down a little bit as far as their form goes. They are no longer blowing teams out. They're either getting by with
True.
one goal or drawing. So
True. True. Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. Fuck Coventry.
still very far ahead in the standings, so I don't think they're too worried about it. Carl, let's go to the MKM Stadium where our current champion, Hull City, hosted West Brom Albion. Carl, we both put some money on this. You remember who you put your money on?
Wait, they're the belt holder?
They are the belt holder.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I put my money on Hull.
You did have Hull straight up plus 185. I had Hull draw no bet plus 105 in this one. Did you have a chance to listen to Jez and AJ?
I did not. Did you?
Oh, AJ was on fire, especially at the beginning. West Brom had a couple of scoring chances in the first 20 minutes that they missed, and AJ was losing his shit. Do yourself a favor and go back and listen to that one.
Okay.
But in the 45 plus 5, Hull have a corner, and as the ball gets into the crowd in front of the net, it may have gone off of West Brom's Nat Phillips's hand, and it's really hard to tell, but the referee does call a handball on this one, and Ollie McBurney hits the penalty before the half. Nothing going in the second half. Hull win this 1-0 on a questionable call, Carl.
So do you still think that Ollie McBurney's name is fake?
Yes, it does sound like the most fake name, like someone had to make it up on the fly. Ollie McBurney?
Yeah, good old Ollie. Ollie McBee. Isaac Price had a terrible miss for West Brom. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's one of the two that AJ was losing his shit on.
Oh man, AJ must have been like just
Like
over the
someone shot
moon.
his dog.
Yeah, just tragic. But yeah, I mean, bad loss for West Brom. Hull continue to ascend up to the mountaintops
And still champions.
and still belt holders.
That's right.
Hull, I did not expect this year. This is
Nope.
kind of a surprise.
Yep. Right before the halfway point, they're doing well. They are in solidly in playoff contention. So, yeah.
Yeah, good for them.
Yep, agreed.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
All right. Let's go to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosted Middlesbrough. In the 17th minute, Bristol City are pressing, and Emil Rhys Jacobson has his first shot blocked by the D, but his second goes through the D and through the keeper. Bristol City up 1-0 in the 62nd minute. Bristol have a corner sent in front of the goal, and Robert Atkinson streaks in to get his head on it, putting Bristol City up 2-0, and that's how it would finish.
Yeah. Fuck Middlesbrough. Bristol defended the home ground.
Yep.
Middlesbrough, what a disappointing loss for them.
Yeah, it's rough, but you can't win them all. They're on the road. They put up 20 shots, so
Did they?
yeah,
Okay.
63% possession. Not too many shots on target, so they weren't quality shots as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, a road loss. I'll give them a break. They're still in second.
Okay, 20 shots. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look up these stats. Okay. All right. Holy crap. Middlesbrough had 71.5% possession.
Oh, I got bad info. Mine said 63 unless they went back and changed it or something.
Yeah, mine's from BBC.
Oh yeah, I'm going off Google's championship stats,
Yeah.
so
But Middlesbrough's XG was 1.93, whereas Bristol City's was 0.87.
yeah, 1.93 and you didn't get anything. That's kind of rough.
But here's the rub, is that Middlesbrough had 28 shots, but only three on target, and Bristol had 13, so less than half shots on target as Middlesbrough,
Yeah.
but had eight shots on target. So Bristol made more of their attempts.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy
Yep.
result.
Yep. Those kind of games happen. So, yeah, not surprised. Still think Middlesbrough is doing well, but a good win for Bristol City. They needed it.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right, Carl, let's finish at Portman Road where Ipswich Town took on Sheffield Wednesday. Carl, you put a long shot on this one, you remember?
No, God, I bet on Sheffield Wednesday.
You put $20 on Wednesday, draw no bet, plus 750. They were plus 1,000 straight up, but you took the draw no bet. In the 33rd minute, Ipswich send a nice corner for Cedric Kiepre to head in. They go up 1-0 in the 60th minute. Ipswich are on the break, and some nice passing leads to Jaden Velongine, getting the ball on the left side and finishing hard 2-0 for Ipswich. In the 71st minute, Sheffield Wednesday finally get on the board when a lucky bounce gives the ball to Liam Cooper, and he puts it through the Ipswich D and keeper. In the 87th minute, Ipswich Jack Clark puts a little Ole move on Sheffield Wednesday D and pokes it past the keeper. Ipswich take this 3-1.
Ah, you heard the term committing betting suicide?
It was a long shot.
If
You
you
didn't
ever
do
bet
too
on
bad this
Sheffield,
week. I wouldn't worry about it. You did pretty good this week. We'll go over that later. So,
right, but still, if you bet on Sheffield Wednesday, you're a fucking idiot. Like,
You heard that plus 1,000 and your ears perked up.
yeah, and it's like that it's like that woman that charms you and you know you have no shot with her, but you're just like, well, okay, like I'm gonna go ahead and go for it.
Yeah,
And then
you
she's
miss
just like,
100% of the shots you don't take.
yeah, and she's just like, ah, no, I got a much stronger, handsome man
Yeah, no, my Navy SEAL
after.
boyfriend's just out of town right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, I'm familiar.
Yeah, I've been there a time or two.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. As we said earlier, Coventry well out in front, 48 points. Middlesbrough in second, 42 points. Playoffs look like Ipswich and Hull at 37. Preston North End at 36, Millwall at 35. Right behind them, the Park Rangers 34, Stoke City and Bristol City at 33, and Watford at 32. Carl, our favorite team to watch, Sheffield Wednesday, still at negative 9 points. They did get 1 point last week. I think they got a draw, so they got out of the negative double digits. They're at negative 9 on the season.
No good. They're on the up. Yeah, -9. They're
Negative
flying.
nine.
They're
Yep.
flying.
All right, Carl, it is now time for our mascot watch of the week. This week, we go to Ozzy the Owl. Any idea where Ozzy the Owl resides?
Ozzy the Owl. Okay, I think I have a guess.
Yeah. It's pretty easy if you know these teams.
Okay, I think it's Sheffield Wednesday.
It is Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
And do you know why Sheffield Wednesday got an owl for a mascot?
I have no clue.
Because they reside in, I think the town is named Owlerton. Hillsborough Stadium is in Owlerton.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sheffield.
It's a suburb. Where?
Owlerton.
Yeah, I can't remember where I saw that.
No wonder they suck.
Sheffield. Maybe it's like the name of the neighborhood. What was the
Yeah,
name?
maybe.
Yes, Owlerton. In 1899, after the clubs moved to Owlerton, it was not until 1912 someone brought in an owl, like a real live owl, as their mascot, I guess.
Wow.
But yes, in Sheffield Wednesday, we have Ozzy and Barney the Owl. Those are the official mascots. They also have a little side mascot, Ollie the Owl, who goes outside the stadium. He does the children's hospital run and things of that nature.
Well, I mean, these owls are apparently good at sucking ass. So, good for those
I
owls.
wonder how much these guys are getting paid.
These owls. Oh man, what a disappointment.
Yep. All right, Carl, you know what time you know what time it is now. It is time to move to the Premier League.
Hit that red hot music.
All right, Carl, we are going to start at, oh, I forgot to say which day this was. It was a Saturday. We're going to start Saturday at Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth hosted Burnley. Carl, you put some money on this one. You know you put your money on?
I'm gonna assume Bournemouth.
You put $25 on the draw plus 360.
Huh.
In the
Interesting.
67th minute, Bournemouth are pressing and Burnley can't clear. The ball ends up with Anthony Semenyo and he puts a laser past the keeper. 1-0 for Bournemouth. But in the 90th minute, Burnley doing anything they can. They get a cross that goes into the box and Armando Broja leaps up and heads the ball in. 1-1 draw. Congratulations, Carl.
Wow. Yeah. Semenyo, what a hit on his
Yeah.
goal.
Yeah, that was a laser.
This guy is good. The Semenyo guy. I think he's like Bournemouth's like
Yeah,
top
Bournemouth
player.
not doing great this season, but he is a shining light on their squad, that's for sure.
They were doing great at the beginning,
Yeah,
and they've
they
kind of
were in
faded.
second, but I think that only lasted like till the end of August, and then they
Yeah.
started falling.
Yeah, they kind of faded. Broja's great header to equalize.
Yeah, they needed that.
David Brooks for I believe Burnley had multiple missed chances kind of early on where he could have scored and it didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, I'd say this was a fair draw. Neither team was better than the other.
Yeah, but both bottom of the table teams. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
securing a
crazy.
draw.
That's so crazy that Bournemouth was so high and now they're not like
It was so early.
it was early, but like for a team like Bournemouth to be that high, like to be like second
Yeah.
and like that's nuts. And then for them to drop down so quick.
Well, I mean, remember Villa, what, they didn't score their first six games or something like that. They're up in
Yeah,
the top of the
now
table.
there's third or
Yeah, third. So, yeah.
I guess these things can happen.
Yeah, and more things can happen. We're only halfway through the season, so.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, next game, let's go to Man City where Manchester City, or let's go to the Etihad where Manchester City hosted East Ham United. Surprised you didn't take East Ham plus 1,000 in this one, Carl.
Wait, they were at plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000 East Ham, yep, minus
What?
475 for
Oh,
Man
East
City.
Ham. Okay. I think he said
Yeah.
Man City was plus
No, no, no,
1,000.
no,
I was
no,
like,
no,
that's
no.
crazy.
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
In the 5th minute, a cross goes to Erling Haaland, and his first shot is saved, but he quickly buries the rebound. 1-0 Man City in the 38th minute. East Ham can't clear, and some nice short passes get Tijani Reinier's up close, and he puts one top shelf. 2-0 Man City. In the 69th minute, Man City are pressing, and East Ham United have a chance to clear. But the East Ham D are too concentrated on Haaland, and he makes them pay, putting it in for the 3-0 victory.
Yeah, so I think Erling Haaland is the ultimate cherry picker. He just kind of hangs out in the box and then either heads it or boots it. Not to say he's not a talented player. He
Yeah.
is. But like I think his strategy is just be like in the box and
I mean, he's the biggest dude on the pitch. I think that's what City wants the strategy to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, he's a monster. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's scary. Like, if you're a defender and you're going up against a 6'4" Norwegian, it's not the most enticing thing to do.
Yeah.
You're just running up against this monster, this beast. And yeah, you can either head it, you can, get a foot on it. But yeah, Haaland is kind of a special
He's
player.
dominating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think and also I think Man City are back.
Man City are back, second in the table.
Yeah. They had a little rough go of it last year. But
Yeah, their defense looks shoddy, but I mean, as long as they're outscoring teams,
yeah. I mean, if they got Haaland and they got Jesus or whoever, they can outscore teams.
yeah, definitely, definitely. Only other note I have, Carl, in the 76 minute, City's keeper Gianluigi Donnarumma. Took a makes a great save off his face. He just took a soccer ball straight to the grill.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, was it pretty hard shot?
It wasn't terrible, but I mean there was nothing stopping it. No deflection, no nothing. It was just straight to the face.
Yeah, I still forget that Donnarumma is on Man City
Yeah.
because he was like on one of like Italy's main teams because he was like an Italian teenager, like wonder
Yeah,
kid goalie.
I believe he was on Juventus, and he was also like the mainstay on Italy's national team forever.
No, wait. Hold on. All right, there we go. Here
Is
we
Wikipedia? Was it
go.
Napoli?
I'll get there eventually. Donnarumma, AC Milan,
Ah, okay.
and Napoli. Oh yeah, Napoli for 10 years,
Yeah.
and
Okay.
then Milan for 2 years. So yeah, so you were right.
Well, I second guess, but yeah, I get you.
You're a smart guy.
It's just from playing FIFA.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that does help me a lot with players.
Yep.
I'm like, oh yeah, he was on Sydney AFC for 2 years.
Damn. Had to go to Australia.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, let's move to the Mullineaux Stadium where Wolves hosted Brentford in this. Carl, Jose Sa is back.
Back.
No action though until the 63rd minute. Wolves D don't even try to clear a long ball into the box, and Keane Lewis Potter is beyond them and waiting, putting Brentford up 1-0 in the 83rd minute. Some nice passing from Brentford has the Wolves D looking left, then right. Finally, Lewis Potter gets a slide at a pass and he puts it past Saha. Brentford take this one over our boy Jose 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, one of my main notes is Jose, it's literally Jose Sa is back. That's, I was so excited for the return of our
Same.
boy.
No, no penalties today, though.
Yeah, no penalties, but still a Jose Sa quality performance, giving up a couple of goals. Yeah, Lewis Potter had two.
Yep, had a brace. Second one was good. I think the second was more a result of the nice passing that Brentford was making, which he was a part of. He just got the goal, but the first one, Wolves D just kind of caught looking, and he just got behind him, and it was easy.
Yeah. Yeah, my first note was Wolves fans look sad.
Oh yeah, they were pissed.
And
Oh, and
they
then
left early.
it's this, I think it was this game. They missed a penalty at the end, like it was
Yeah,
the
yeah,
80th
yeah.
minute or 90th minute or
Strand
something.
Larson had a
Strand Larsen, exactly. Misses or gets a penalty saved, an easy, like, weak attempt at a penalty. And yeah, you could just feel the frustration coming from the stands.
Yeah, they're I feel bad for the Wolves fans, because like it's there's no hope or energy in that stadium in Molineux
No,
right now.
I mean, at this point, you're just hoping not to be the worst team in Premier League history, which they are, I think, neck and neck or 1 point behind where Derby were
Derby,
at this point. So
yeah, they.
it's not looking good.
They're definitely competitive with being the worst.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be what they're follow that what their fans are gonna be following this season,
But
because
all they
I don't
need is
even.
one win.
I mean, one win will definitely help, but I mean, shit, dude, we're almost halfway through the season. They're not scoring. They got lucky. Remember, they had that goal from October to the middle of December without a goal. They got another clean sheet against them today. I don't have faith. I think if I could bet some money, which I might look at after this, if the Wolves take the worst record ever, I think I'm laying some money down on it.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but like Aston Villa or Villa did not have a did not have a goal for the first four matches, right? Like, so it's possible for teams to change their luck. You know what I mean?
I do. I just it I haven't seen anything from Wolves this season to make me think that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Even a lucky one. Like, we're going to start falling, like when Burnley comes to town, when Forest comes to town, when who else do we have in there? East Ham. Like, we're going to be following those games. Like, can Wolves get a win, or can they get a draw and at least get a point and try and get out of this? But I mean, I don't think they're even going to sniff 19th this season. I mean, they're in 20th. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, you don't think they can climb up to a 19th or 18th?
No chance. I think they are 20th, and they're going for the, Philadelphia 76ers worst team ever record. You know what I
Nine
mean?
and 73. Yeah, maybe. Could be. Anyway.
All right, Carl, let's move to Elland Road, where Leeds United took on Crystal Palace. I put a little $25 flyer on a draw in this one, unfortunately. In the 38th minute, Leeds have a corner, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin gets behind the Palace D. First shot saved, but an easy rebound for Calvert-Lewin puts Leeds up 1-0. In the 45 plus 4, a long throw gets headed into the box, and Calvert-Lewin is there again for the header. He gets his brace before the first half is over. 2-0 Leeds. In the 60th minute, Palace can't clear, and a nice touch from Xhaka Bijou gets the ball to a wide open Ethan Ambadou, and Leeds are up 3-0. In the 90th minute, Palace finally get on the board when Leeds goalkeeper Lewis Perry crushes Palace's Christianis Uche in the box, and Palace are awarded the penalty. Justin Deveni puts it in the 90 plus 11. Anton Stock nails a free kick on the left side, bending it through the Palace wall and past the keeper. 4-1 Leeds United victory, Carl.
Well, this is a big, big win for statement win for Leeds, I'd say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Crystal Palace, their form hasn't been great lately, but I'm with you 100% by just being out of the relegation zone. It's a much needed win for Leeds to give them a little bit of breathing room.
Huge. Yeah. Palace has been dipping lately.
Yep.
And, you know, I think I said last season, like, they always finish 12th. Like it's just what they do. Like, so they might have started out hot, or they, you know, the year before they might have started out shitty, but they're all
well, gonna... to be fair, didn't they win their first trophy?
They did, but this has nothing to do with the league. I mean, it's great. It's I'm happy for them.
I mean, you have to at least have a little bit of form to win a domestic cup.
No, I mean, they were in great form, like, from that to the beginning of the Premier League. Like, they were looking good. Like, they were, like, what Villa is doing now is what they started out doing, and now they've just kind of, they've definitely cooled off. So I had...
I looked at last season's standings, 12th.
See? I'm not just pulling this out of thin air.
No, it's just funny. I just, like... What did they take? Oh, 12th.
Yep, there it is. Yeah, I picked a random number that was like mid-table. So that was a fortunate stroke of luck to make me sound like a genius. So I had Calvert-Lewin had 5 goals in 5 matches, and then I had to add on 6 goals in 5 matches.
Yep.
So Calvert-Lewin is really playing well for them. I mean, if you look at the stats, Leeds 20 shots to Palace's 9, 8 on target to Palace's 3. So, I mean, 4-1 might be a little bit of a outlier result, but Leeds definitely deserve to win this one.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I just want to give you a, because I know it's your favorite stat, 27 for Leeds, 23 Crystal Palace for aerial duels won.
Aerial duels. Oh, we forgot. We were supposed to keep going on the aerial duels, and we forgot. Phenomenal callback. Phenomenal callback.
I've been holding back on it because I didn't want to run it into the ground too quick.
Oh no, I want aerial duels every week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. Yeah,
it doesn't have to be every game, but just a random aerial duel game.
Yeah, you know, if I see a remarkable stat in the aerial duels, then I'm definitely going to mention it. This one wasn't even remarkable; it was a 4 aerial duel difference. So I don't like, but anyway, enough of the aerial duels for now. I'll bring it back later today.
I love it.
Yeah, great win for Leeds.
And also, you won't bring it back today. That's the last game we're going over.
Oh. Shit, how am I going to find a way to do this in the standings? I'm going to have to look at a team's total aerial duels one and be like, that's why they're in fifth.
Carl, you brought up the standings, so let's check them out. We're just following the bottom three, man. 4 points away are Forest. So East Ham with 13 points, Burnley 11, Wolves 2. I still am holding on to Wolves being the worst premier team ever. And decide anything to say on that before I move on?
No. I mean, it's
yeah.
Like I'm, yeah. You know. I mean,
unfortunately, it's looking a lot like last season where we got our three, and that's all we're going to be following in the Prem.
Yeah, man. I think you know people in the. Can't remember if it was the championship subreddit or the Premier League or soccer subreddit last year. They were saying like this is how it's going to be from now on.
No, what you were saying though is that the teams, the newly promoted teams, are just going to yo-yo back. And
Right. So
for
it's a
right
little.
now, Burnley is the only one.
Yeah, so it's different this year.
Yeah, exactly. It's just they're so bad that it's going to take not a miracle, but something close to it to get one of these teams out of relegation.
I mean, Forest have lost three in a row again, so they could be
Forest,
headed
bad form. Yep,
back down the
definitely.
shitter. But yeah, nothing much else to say about those. Yeah, they're all, I mean, you look at their form check, it down in the bottom three, it is a lot of red and no green.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, how do you think you did this week?
I don't know. I don't know if I can take another 1-1-6.
It was a good week for you, Carl. 3-0-2, you won $255, putting you at 8-19-46 with a 31-11-47 record on the season. I went 1-1-2, lost, but I only lost 22.50. Puts me at 844.50 on the season with a 33, 12, and 46 record. So just in front of you, Carl, we're looking pretty even.
Wait, you're in front of me?
Yeah, by about $25.
Oh yeah, you feel that hot breath on the back of your neck?
No.
That's me.
I smell the halitosis.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that taken care of. I'm
You and Warren Sapp.
getting dental insurance and getting a cleaning, so don't worry about that in the future.
Thanks for keeping us in the loop.
Yeah, I always want people to be informed about my halitosis.
Right, Carl. Well, it was an exciting week of action. A lot of fun, a lot of great games in there. I had a great time. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Thank you all at home for joining us this week. We do appreciate that. Yeah, Carl, say bye.
Bye, buddies. It's been a good 2025. I've been really happy with everything that's happening in the USA, and I can't wait for more in 2026. See ya.